Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Me text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Creme de la creme.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Matt Stein, Matt's along with Daryl the Guru,
yes,
Johnson,
sir.
Today.
Yes, sir.
The Guru. He's back and,
yes,
and better than ever. And how's it going, my man?
Everything on the house front is better, but I'll say this. Never have I been so happy that the YouTube chat was disabled than yesterday. But I know I still caught some strays, I'm sure.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
You caught a few on the
Comcast.
Yeah,
but Dante diming me out to you guys and then you airing me out on air.
What do you mean?
I was typing, why wasn't Kuminga in the last 8 minutes of the Warrior loss to the Clippers?
Right.
Somehow I typed Flamingo. He knew who I was talking about. He shared that with you and then you guys aired me out on air. And snitches.
If it'll get you a laugh.
Oh, boy.
We'll try.
Okay.
We'll try it.
Well, the Niners aren't laughing, and the Warriors, yeah, they got a smile.
Yeah, the Warriors play tonight. They play the Atlanta Hawks. They're 10-3 at Chase. Of course, the 49ers play the Packers this Sunday, 1:25, from Lambeau Field. And usually on a Wednesday is when we begin to shift our focus to the upcoming game, but we also sprinkle in the stuff that we haven't gotten to. For most of the week, and I got to ask you.
I'm here for you.
Just where the Golden State Warriors played Monday against the Clippers. They got beat 102-99, I think. Is that what it was?
Lost by three, yeah.
112-109, yeah. Maybe? Shoot, it doesn't matter. Yeah. They lost by 3 points. Tonight they got the Hawks. What are you thinking about these days for the Golden State Warriors?
I'll take a page out of the Niners playbook, Steiny, the Red Cross. I don't like that they identified DeAnthony Melton as the guy that was going to start for the foreseeable future. And I know he can't control getting hurt. But, man, I don't know when he's coming back. And I'm looking at Pods, and I don't know, you tell me if you heard from Coach and Vallejo, because Pods is struggling right now. But he was the ideal backup point guard on this team, and I think they're missing that. And Pods has got to get it together, Steiny, and I know you tell me what you think if it was mask gate, but, you know, the last couple of games there's been no mask, but 18% from three, 38 from the field, like, yikes. That's got to improve, and if he were here right now, Pods, I'd tell him, well, Melton's out right now with the ACL issue. You know, that's not a sprained ankle. So, Steiny, there's got to be some urgency for them to get him to get back to what he was last year. But other than that, 10-3, I'll take it. I didn't like Kuminga not playing the last 8 minutes of the last game because I thought his athleticism. Steiny, he was finishing with his right, left, off glass, but there were some turnovers. But you got to make your free throws, and I don't know if you have that early on is how serious you take the Warriors free throw issue situation. Because to me, I'm like, damn, last? But if you're going to win or be a scorer, you got to make your free throws.
I'm not worried.
Okay. About why?
Free throw shooting.
Why?
Because I told Evan today, this is my belief, there's no such thing as a bad free throw shooting team. There's no such thing as a bad free throw shooting team. There are bad free throw shooters on a team.
Mm.
But the Warriors are sitting with Steph Curry. They're sitting with Buddy Hield.
Steph only going three times a game early on.
Yeah, and you know if he shoots six a game, they're probably not in last place anymore. But No, I'm not worried about their free throw shooting. As long the problem they're having right now with free throws is mainly three guys, and that's Kuminga.
60%.
He's only shooting 60. He shot 75 last year. There's actually only one guy on the team that worries me. Two guys that worry me a little bit on the team.
Give him to me.
One is Pods, because he didn't shoot the ball well from the line last year. And the second is Trayce Jackson-Davis.
Yeah.
That's the one that I'm worried about, because if opposing teams feel like he's not a great free throw shooter, they're
going
to start kind of taking his head off in there. Mm-hmm. And then if he steps to the line and only can make one out of two, then I think that's where you get yourself into trouble. But I'm not overly concerned about the free throw shooting right now. I'm more interested at this point in, do you think there's something starting to go on with Draymond Green?
Well, that's interesting you say that, because I was out yesterday at the Dr. Stani, and I'm just sitting there all day basically in the waiting room, and I'm like, I didn't see what happened Friday in regard to Draymond's holding of the ankle. And I've given him all the accolades that he deserves with this play, with his microphone game, because he's been second to none. And this is a great Draymond Green. But when I heard the bombshell this morning, what I deem bombshell on his podcast, and I think we got the sound, Stani, where he feels like, you know what, the NBA ratings are low and they need him, that's when I'm still in the page out of your playbook, Stani. I went, do you want to, everything's going good, do you want to say that to the masses?
Well,
that your name is, not that it's not, but that you have that gravitas to, and like, Dre, it's bigger than you not being in the news, you know?
Well, on Friday, the Warriors beat the Memphis Grizzlies, and Zach Edey and Draymond got tangled up in the backcourt, and it wasn't dissimilar from what happened with Draymond and Sabonis.
Exactly.
And Draymond grabbed his leg.
From behind.
On the night of the game, he was charged with just a foul. And then after the game, it was upgraded to a flagrant one.
Mm.
And then, of course, he got thrown out of the game on Friday.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for anything he did with Zach Edey.
Okay.
He had a technical early in the game, and then the Edey play happened, which was just a foul. And then he got a second tee late in that game.
And that was John with the ref.
Yeah, and that's okay. where he ended up being ejected. All right, so then what happens? Well, then Draymond does a podcast and says this about the Memphis Grizzlies and their coach.
You got Janky Taylor Jenkins, who's a softy. Bro, this game 11, you run into the media crying about a foul that, come on, bro. So guess what you just taught your 7'3 rookie? How to be emotional and run to the media talking about a foul. We bigs. We big men. You don't run to the media talking about a foul. You a big man. He's supposed to protect John Morant. You right. Sent him up to where John Morant gonna be to protect him. He's big enough to possibly have fooled people that he could be a little tough. And now nobody believe you. Now Joel Embiid gonna like try to put his chest into the stanchion just to see, like, huh,
yeah.
I think he might be a little soft. Ooh.
Yeah, they gonna try now. Everybody gonna try.
Y'all gotta stop breeding these soft dudes, man. Stop making these guys turn out to be snitches and soft and going to tell, because you are a big man.
Go ahead.
No, you.
I feel like the great Tupac Shakur is coming out of Draymond Green, because he said, one, we... as bigs, he included Edey. And Stani, I never once thought about the breeding aspect or component of, and I haven't heard Edey if he went to the media like the coach has.
Zach Edey said it was not a basketball play.
Okay, all right. But Dre's, I get goosebumps hearing that, Stani.
Why?
Because I don't know, and I wonder if that's part of being soft by going to the media and you being a big, and you having to be the protector of Ja. And I'm not saying Edey's soft, but hearing a guy that plays this game the way Dre does, I kind of like, oh my goodness, I feel like I'm in a corporate boardroom and he's at the whiteboard. And I'm like, that makes sense, Dre.
So he can run to, he laughs at people who run to the media to snitch. But he goes on to his own podcast after every game
well,
and tells the NBA story according to Draymond Green. My question is, are we back on the slippery slope with Draymond Green?
Well, I'll say this to that. I see where you're coming from, but I guess Taylor had talked about possibly getting, you know, there being some repercussions. So now Draymond, I feel like Steiny on his podcast, he can talk about whatever he wants, and he does. But I feel like now you're trying to get me to miss games. You're trying to not have me there, and you're campaigning. So that's why he took issue with it.
Well, I mean.
But the play was he did have his ankle. Dre, let it go. Because they're saying, what if he would have blew out his Achilles?
I mean, Taylor Jenkins is doing nothing different than Steve Kerr would do for one of his players, which is stick up for him. And Draymond Green has a little bit of a history, little bit. And so here we go. We're playing the Atlanta Hawks.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.